We hear again from the text of Mark 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and will send it back here immediately." And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." In the name of Jesus. We're at the first Sunday in Advent, which begins, of course, the new church year. We know the church year begins with Advent, and then it's on to Christmas and the Incarnation, and then on to Epiphany, where our Lord shows himself forth. That brings us up to Lent and the week of Good Friday and our Lord's death on the cross. So Advent starts it out by pointing everything in the church toward Calvary. The king will take his throne on Calvary's cross. So Jesus enters Jerusalem, and everything is now toward that. Everything Jesus does, everything he allows to be done to him, it all takes him to the sacrifice that he gives for all sinners. So as he enters Jerusalem, it's on the colt of a donkey. Jerusalem was, of course, at this time packed, crowded for the Passover feast. With all the excitement and busyness of the crowds, Jesus enters in a way that nobody can possibly miss. They would have all heard about Jesus at this point. He's been going around Galilee and Capernaum and the districts outside Jerusalem for about 3 years. They would have heard the stories of how the prophet John had baptized Jesus out at the Jordan River, of how Jesus had then gone about healing diseases, touching lepers on their skin, eating and drinking with tax collectors and drunks, of him casting out demons, even of him raising some dead people. Surely they've heard the stories, and now he's entering Jerusalem at the busiest time of the year, Passover. And he enters on a donkey. No political parade ushering in a new government, no military equipment showing off swords and war horses, but a single man riding on the back of a simple animal which had never before been ridden. If he had been here to help set up a new government, and that is, after all, what kings do, or if he had been riding into town to throw the Romans out, then coming in with a political movement or with war horses would have made sense. But they saw a solitary man riding on the back of a donkey, because he is on his way to Calvary. And to go to the cross, you need nothing of power or strength or effectiveness. You need only to come into town lowly, meek, on the back of a donkey. So if there's one thing that we cannot do, it's confuse Jesus with being a political leader or an organizer of a movement. He's not here to make big changes in our world. He's here to go to Calvary and give himself on the cross. And what political leader has ever set out to do something like that? He's here for the cross. No one can miss it. How does that organize a movement? No one is being intimidated or put to death by his actions. No political powers are being threatened or overthrown. No communities are being organized. When he's done with what he is riding into town to do at Calvary, all the world powers remain in place. All the communities go about their daily business as before. The world has not been brought into a new political reality. He's here to go to Calvary for one simple reason: to save the sinner, to shed blood to cleanse the unclean, to forgive you and me of all sin, and to leave no sin out, and thereby to make us his own. A solitary man riding on the back of a donkey does not let us get away from it. Everything he does is toward Calvary and toward you and me for the forgiveness of sin. So how do we receive a king like this? We know how to receive kings and princes and leaders of our world. We know how to join up with political organizers and movements. But how do we receive this king, the one riding on the back of a donkey? The crowd received him with a shout, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Mark 11:9. Hosanna, that comes from the Hebrew. It means, "Save us, we pray." They shout Hosanna to him who comes in the name of the Lord, which is to say, as you see this lone man entering town in such a shocking way by riding in lowly on the back of a donkey, and you wonder who he is, and you must know, by what name does he come? He comes by the name of the Lord. And the Lord's name, we know, is Yahweh. That's from the Hebrew. The name Jesus, coming from the Hebrew, means literally Yahweh who saves. That's the name by which he enters to go to Calvary. So who is this riding into town in such a shocking way? It is Yahweh, true God, on the back of a donkey, coming into Jerusalem to save us. Hosanna, shout the people to the man on the donkey. That is, save us, we pray. You are Yahweh who saves the sinner. And then it's Calvary. It's the humiliation of the trial before Caiaphas and Pontius Pilate. It's the shame of being publicly crucified. It's the torment of dying so that you are forsaken by your own father. For Jesus, everything is toward Calvary. That is, everything is toward giving himself unto death on the cross for you and me. Everything he does is toward redeeming the sinner and ransoming his people. And now everything in his church is toward bringing the gifts of Calvary to those Jesus gathers to his name. He is the Lord, Yahweh in the flesh, answering the Hosanna prayer, "Lord, save us." He is doing what he rode into Jerusalem to do. He is saving you and me and our families as he brings the body and blood of Calvary, the same body and blood that rode on the back of that donkey, that stood before Pontius Pilate, that was nailed to the wood of the cross, that was put dead into the tomb, and that was then raised up as living body and blood. He is saving you and me and our families as he has his name proclaimed in our midst and brings that body and blood to us for the forgiveness of all sin, none left out. Everything Jesus did as he rode into Jerusalem was toward Calvary. Now everything he is doing in the church is toward bringing those gifts of Calvary to us. And our prayer is joined to the prayer of those at the side of the road as they watched him on that donkey. Hosanna, we say along with them. That is, save us, we pray. For you are most blessed. You who comes in the name of the Lord. That is, who comes by the name Jesus to save us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.